This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, January 19th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Labour representatives at the World Economic Forum, taking place in Davos, Switzerland, January 17th to 20th, are calling on the government and corporate elite there to pay attention to the huge gap between corporate profits and what workers earn. Philip Jennings, the General Secretary of Uni Global Union, spoke at one of the forum's sessions. Uni represents some 20 million workers in 900 unions around the world. Its members work in the skills and services sectors. Mr. Jennings was asked about stagnant wages by the session moderator, Megan Murphy, the editor of Bloomberg Businessweek.
When we look in the U.S. and we look at 4.7% unemployment, one of the biggest mysteries, which everyone is trying to solve, is why we haven't seen the consequent wage growth that we would expect when we see such a tight labor market. Why do we see this phenomenon? And this is something that everyone is grappling with.
It's pretty clear. It's very clear.
Tell me what
your answer is. There's no mystery about it.
The
McKinsey report that came out looking at the development of corporate profits during the course of the last 30 years were very clear. They called them a spectacular period. It's been 30 years of feast and not famine for them. Their conclusion was that corporate profits had grown threefold during this period and corporate incomes had grown by something like fivefold. The share of the GNP that is taken by profit and that the profit world has increased now to something like 10%. The share of wages is at an all-time post-war low. The income distribution mechanism, particularly in the United States of America, is bust. When union density falls, when collective bargaining falls, when the ability of working people to negotiate a wage increase is taken away, is busted, is legislated out of existence, don't be surprised to see this trend. Income gravitating to the top 1/10% and the share of income going to the bulk of the workforce is not moving. The mechanism is bust. We can fix this partially by minimum wage. We can fix this by a commitment to living wage, and we can fix this by collective bargaining. Now, it's an old kind of fashioned term, but the only way you're going to have a fair slice of the cake is if you have more than one hand on the knife. And at the minute, we've seen in 26 of 30 OECD countries, collective bargaining has gone. Therefore, the mechanism that could stabilize this and that gave people a chance to win with increases in productivity, which we've seen, has gradually been taken away. So there's no surprise that we get to this end state, that our ability to do our job has been taken away. And when Mr. Pusdar becomes a Secretary of Labour in the United States of America, it is only going to get worse. The state of the world's labour market is already in crisis. 3.2 billion people in the world's workforce, 1 in 2 in vulnerable work. In the OECD, 1 in 3 in vulnerable work. And the share of wages and the wealth produced is in decline. Now, Dave Bowie said, tomorrow belongs to those that hear it coming. And therefore, we do a lot of listening. And the statistics and the research and the reports that we see, you find a small group of people saying, Philip, don't worry, it's all going to be all right on the night, the jobs will come. But the people who've done the research from the World Economic Forum to the OECD, last week McKinsey, have shown in very stark terms that the world of work faces massive change, and the peril is we will not be able to generate the same level of employment that we've done in the past. Therefore, what we are seeing is already a race to the bottom, which will become accentuated by the jobs crisis that we will see. We've tried to hear tomorrow coming, and the news that we get is difficult. It's black in terms of the labour market, and what we want to do is just to ramp up attention, get more political attention. Otherwise, the political backlash that we have seen will continue and amplify.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.